Lakers having their hands full with Vassar on a homecoming game there. But what are they, touchdown apart?
Yes.
Elkton Pigeon Bayport, 14-6.
14-6, so one score. We got some good football being played tonight, some tight games.
You know, even with the score of 36-0, it's still a fun game to watch. You know, the North Huron kids are pouring their hearts out. They're doing everything they can. Every now and then, they come so close to breaking out on one or two, especially the passes. Any ideas or thoughts of what do you think Coach Fisher can pull out in the second half? You can see they're not going to be running up the middle unless it's a quick handoff. Now, they had some success with those quick handoffs when they put their running backs right on the line with the quarterback under center.
And they have, and I would have to think that we're going to see some more attempts at just trying to get those plays to happen quickly. I think the second half, as it starts out, is going to start to go pretty quick because I believe we'll be in the running clock edition of the game because of the score being what it is. But I think we'll probably see Coach Fisher maybe open up the playbook a little bit more. Nothing really to lose here. Get out there. But his number one concern, like I mentioned, even before the halftime, is just making sure that those kids keep their heads up. They don't quit. They've got a big game next week. It's their homecoming over at North Huron. Dryden's going to be coming, which might be just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah.
Not that you look past a team like Dryden, but Dryden is not Deckerville.
Right.
And it should be a game that they're going to be looking forward to. And I'm sure they want to get out of here with everybody healthy, or at least as healthy as they were when they got here, and move on from there.
Well, it's good. Dryden isn't even North Huron. I mean, they're not having a real strong season. So, you know, we don't want to talk too far beyond the game at hand because, you know, we still want to see the these teams go at it and get a little clashing going. There's been some good hits on the field, some good runs up the middle, some passes. Warriors struggling a little bit at the end when they try to take too much time in the backfield. We could roll back the tape, Chad, from last year when we were here and say the same thing. If you're going to be playing Deckerville, you better have your fundamentals down and you got to get rid of that ball fast.
Absolutely.
You cannot sit back in the backfield. So even when North Huron's running the shotgun, I know they're running the shotgun to try to save some time, not putting the quarterback under center, losing an extra second where he's got to take a couple steps back if they're going to hand off or pass, but they still have got to get rid of the ball a lot sooner.
Yep. Things just have to happen faster. I know, I'm sure one thing that Coach Fisher's happier about, they haven't been giving up the ball on turnovers. I mean, we saw the interception, but we were kind of getting into a desperation part of the half there at the end where they were forced to try to just force something to happen. But they've been hanging on to the ball pretty well. They haven't been beating themselves. They just haven't been able to find an answer for that Deckerville defense or the Deckerville offense. But, you know, they can at least take solace in the fact that they haven't been beating themselves out on the field.
And not many teams have been able to find an answer to Deckerville. Again, last week the closest that was Deckerville, 34, where we're already past that, and Kingston had 14, which was a close game for Deckerville any season.
Right.
When they come out. So Kingston had something figured out. We might have to quickly pull out the tapes at the half there and see what Kingston did to hold Deckerville back. So we got the Queen and King's Crown here at halftime going on here for the Deckerville Eagles. We've got 5 minutes here on the half. Getting some great pictures. All the parents are out here and the cameras are being snapped. You can see all the flashes going off all over the field as the Queen's crowning taking place here at midfield. Chad, you probably remember back at your homecoming, your senior year. You weren't on the Queen's court, though.
I was not a queen.
Neither was I. But these kids are all dressed up and having fun, and even the football players, there's about three or four football players out there on the King's court. So congratulations. We'll get some names and everything for you here once we come back and get back out of our half. But again, you're joining us here on Cruise 102.1 WLEW at the half with a score of 36-0 with the Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, give you a little update, and we should be right back into our second half of ball game. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW. We'll be right back after these.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store is the go-to source for livestock and pet feeds and medications in the Cass City area. And just in time for the fall hunting season, they've added deer blocks, minerals, and deer feed from their Thumb Quality Feeds division. Some say the deer find it so tasty they may be waiting in line when you get to the blind. Get those items and more at the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. They're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Hi, Todd Bowers here from Moore Motors in Caro, your early bird lease return headquarters of the Thumb. Now, if you're in a Ford lease, you can come out up to 6 months early if you lease or buy a new Ford or Lincoln. For details, come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motors, or call me at 989-673-4171. That's 989-673-4171. 989-673-4171. See you soon.
Moore Motors, celebrating 50 years of business in Michigan. Thumb.
Is it time for a change? The Port Austin State Bank wants your business. Personal hometown service from local people you trust. Stability and all the modern conveniences available in the banking industry today. Free checking, free checks to senior citizens, internet banking, automatic bill pay, IRA accounts, a 24-hour ATM, and more. Switching is easy. Just call or stop by, and the Port Austin State Bank will make the transition for you.
Hi, this is Steve Schmidt, president of the Port Austin State Bank. Your account is very important to us. We have been serving the Thumb area of Michigan since 1884. For the personal hometown service you expect, visit the Port Austin State Bank.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch. To try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field, and the lights are proving helpful tonight. Not a star in the sky, but we got the moon out. Beautiful night here tonight, as we mentioned earlier. What a nice presentation to Jim Nickel for Deckerville over 20 years, keeping this football field first class for the Deckerville Eagles and any team that comes here. So we did get some names here for our crowning of our king and our queen. Our king was listed tonight by the Deckerville Eagles. Cody Williams is the new king of Deckerville, and Cassandra Wagster is the new queen of Deckerville.
Well, those kids sure look nice out there. So I was just something reassuring when you see the teenagers dressed up in their finest. They look sharp out there.
All smiles out there. The parents are out there. I just love homecoming here up in the Thumb. A beautiful fall night. And also a great job by the Deckerville Eagle Marching Band. Jesse Belkowitz, the director, had the band all ready to go, and they just got off the field, and we're getting ready to start our second half of football. Well, again, the score is 36-0 with the Deckerville Eagles on top. Deckerville Eagles, number 5 rated in the state in 8-man football.
That number will be lower.
I believe
lower,
so.
Lower meaning less.
Yes, they're probably going to end up number 3 or 2, who knows, after this one. But the Warriors are putting up a fight, but they've got their hands full. This Deckerville Eagle team is just so mechanically correct. Same as last year. You can tell the coaches run just a strict program. Same thing with the Warriors, but you know what? When you look at the size, The Deckerville Eagles got some real beef in these juniors and seniors up front. They've got a heck of a line anchored up front by a 300-pound center right there at 6'5", Michael Schweitzer, senior for the Deckerville Eagles.
Yeah, the big difference is the Warriors are putting up a fight. The Eagles are putting on a clinic.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. That's just kind of the tail of the tape tonight.
So they get a chance to catch a breath. North Huron Warriors getting ready to